Second John near the back of your Bible. Second John. It's one chapter there. There's First John, Second John, Third John. I want to just give you a challenge for a few moments this evening. I want to speak to you on the subject, false deceivers. False deceivers. Eddie Wilson, I need to speak to you, Eddie. Before you leave tonight, Ed, I need to talk to you, okay? All right. False deceivers. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Glad you're here. Verse 7 through 12. We're going to talk to you this evening about false deceivers. There's a lot of them out there. And I think Christians should be aware of them. Notice what the Scripture says. Not my word, God's word. In 2 John, verse 7. For many, there's many of them. For many deceivers are entered into the world. How many deceivers are there? Many. Who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. In other words, don't forget what you've been taught. Don't lose that great truth that you have. Don't lose your great joy that God's put in your heart. Don't, because they'll steal it from you. They'll destroy it if they can. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Not everybody that goes by Christianity is Christian. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine of Christ, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't ask him in your house for a cup of tea, and don't say God bless him when they leave. That's what it says there. For he, look at verse 11, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you would help us today to know that there's a many, many false deceivers out to destroy and discourage and bring down the strongholds of God and help and discourage Christians from serving God. So, Lord, I pray tonight as we study your word, help us to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be strengthened and settled, and, Father, to know your word and to know what's right and wrong. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. There are many false deceivers of those who go underneath the name of a banner of Christianity today, and you need to be aware of them. One of the biggest ones is the Mormons. They'll say, Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints. Well, they're not saints. They're not for Jesus Christ. They're actually a cult. Another one's Christian Science. There's nothing about those people who are Christian, and there's nothing about them as science. It's really a crazy name for a bunch of people that are really deceived. JWs, the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah means God, Lord, had witnessed. We that are saved, we are the real Jehovah's Witnesses. Of course, there's always this fanatic, charismatic tongue speakers, and with all their crazy doctrine of babbling on and going on, and that's just a few to name many of them, but there's many out there, and they're all everywhere you go. Today, tonight I want to expose just a few things and share with you what got me going this morning. This morning we were at the hospital with Bud Boggs, and got there right around 6:25, and they took Bud right just a little bit before 7 o'clock, and he's doing real well, and he'll be home tomorrow. But me and Dave left at 6 o'clock to get there and make sure we got there in time. And I hadn't had my coffee, Jack. Whew, that's bad when you don't have that coffee, amen? And so I didn't want to take a chance to grab them. So I said, Dave, soon as we leave Brother Bud, man, I want to get some coffee. So we went on the way home. We got in Richtown there in 76, and we saw those God's Golden Arches, you know, the heavenly place called McDonald's. And so we went in and got a sandwich, pulled in, got a sandwich and a cup of coffee. And as we just took my first bite, Bobby, and I got my window down because it's nice out. We're just sitting in the car. And I said, Dave, just pull over. We'll just sit here and relax for a few moments because we're getting ready to go start the school up and get the school going. And I said, let's just sit here and drink the coffee and have a sandwich and relax. And boy, I didn't get that first bite in, Jack. Here comes this real nice-looking man, nice suit, well-groomed and everything. And he said, oh. I said, oh. And he said, can I give you this literature? Boy, as soon as I saw it, man, my armor went up, you know. And I said, no. I said, is it the junk from the Jehovah's Witness? My countenance changed. Usually I'm not, but I think the Lord wanted me to have a strong countenance today. The more I thought about it. Matter of fact, Bobby, I was just downright rude, to be honest with you. I said, no, I don't want your lying, stinking, false doctrine, damning people's souls, sending people to hell. I reached in my pocket and I said, but let me give you something that'll help you. He took it, stood there and talked to me for a few minutes. He said, you know you're going to die and go to hell. He said, what? David said, I must have told him he's going to hell about 8 times. See, they don't believe this. The founder of the Jehovah's Witness, Charles Russell, Taz Russell, yeah, he was terrified of hell. And so he made up a religion that said there's no hell. Can I tell you hell's real? And I believe in Jesus as my Savior. I said, you're a liar. You do not. I said, you're nothing but an old good liar. I said, listen, pal. I'm a preacher. I know. I teach it. I expose you people all the time. He's standing there. Well, we do believe in Jesus. We don't believe in the Trinity. I said, no. You believe Jesus is a little God. But I said, he's God. I said, he's more than a prophet. I said, he's a savior of the world. By the way, I like what David said. Jackie, if there's no hell and Jesus was supposed to be their savior, what did he save them from? Dale, I'm going to tell you why I know Jesus is my savior. My savior, Jesus, saved me from hell. He suffered and shed his blood for my sins. I'm not going to hell because of a savior today. Well, as he stood there, I just kept getting more irritated because I wanted to eat my sandwich. And I hadn't drank, and I had not drank one drop of my coffee yet. If he would have just waited, if he let me get the first cup in, the first swallow, I'd have been a lot kinder. How many know what I'm talking about when I drink coffee in the morning? You have an attack. And so once I got the coffee, I said, come back. But it's too late, he's gone. No, I'm kidding. So anyways, I'm talking to him, and I said, listen. You need to realize Christ died and shed his blood for your sins. And you need to trust him as your Savior. You're going to die and go to hell. You're going to die and go to hell. And I must have got so worked up because David said, Dad, that guy was 50 feet away, 100, and you were still yelling, you're going to die and go to hell. You're going to die and go to hell. I want that guy to know that he's going to die and go to hell. And I'm not going to have his blood on my hands. You know, hell's real. We need to realize hell's not no laughing matter. And I told David, I was, Sean, I was, I was pumped. I really was. He probably thought I was going to get out and punch him. Yeah. But I wasn't. Not unless he would have pushed me to it. But anyways, I'm sick of people going about lying to people, spreading their lies, and innocent people believing they're garbage and damning their soul for hell. And I said, David, that guy, even though he was sincere, he is an enemy of the cross. And I said, you know what? I've not very often, well, not always, but once in a while I am, is that I was fairly rude to him. But I'm going to tell you why. I think the Lord wanted him to know he was going to die and go to hell. There's too many pussyfooters in the world today. We need some more John the Baptist. We need some more men to have really believe what they believe and tell people what they believe and show people what they believe. We got a lot of panty waist Christians that need to put some hair on their chest and start preaching and standing up for what's right. Amen? Well, anyways, that fired me up this morning, Jack. And I drank my coffee and I felt a lot better. Amen? But he tried to give me their filthy literature that's filled with lies and false doctrine, but I refused it. And I think you need to, Christians, I want to tell you something. When false deceivers come to you, you need to refuse their lies. You know, a lot of fundamentals are in the Jehovah's Witness today. A lot of Baptists, they're backslidden Baptists, but they go and they get taken in with their lies. Don't let people see if Satan can fill your mind with evil thoughts and messed up doctrine, he'll mess your life up. We need to refuse their lies. They are happy. These people, that man, he's helping to damn people's souls. And I let him know this morning, I wasn't happy about it. He's really not my friend, Bobby. He's helping us, encouraging people to deny Christ and go to hell. And I think every Christian, that ought to upset you. Whether you drink your coffee or not. And I want to share with you this evening a few things. When you look at the scripture there in verse 10, if they come unto you, bring them and bring not this doctrine, receive them not in your house. I didn't invite them in my car. And the more I got going, I really loved it too. I had a little bit of egg in there, and I think one little piece shot out and got his eyeglass. Bam. You'll say, that spitting preacher. Got him, Josh. I egged him. I guarantee you, though, he'll think twice before he maybe he saw the billboard, because everybody, man, I go in Richtown, since we put that billboard up, everybody knows me and Rosie. And we're the celebrities over there. They call us at the Cracker Barrel. And maybe he thought he was going to get a big catch. Maybe he said, well, I'm going to get that guy that's on that billboard. He got me. I don't think he wanted me after he got me, though. Main thing, though, Sean, I didn't let him get me. And the reason I'm preaching tonight, they're going to be out in force. It's getting nice out. I don't want them to get you either. They come to your door, close the door on them. Look what it says there. If they come unto you and bring this doctrine, receive them not in your house, neither bid them Godspeed. Don't say God bless you either. Boy, Carl, he kept backing up. He finally put the track inside of my legs. And he said, all right. He said, have a great day. Godspeed. I said, hey, I'm not bidding you Godspeed. I said, you better have fun today because you're on your way to hell. I did. I said, you better enjoy all you got now, buddy, because when it's over, you're going to hell. wonder what he thought when he left that there day, this morning. He probably should have said, man, that's the last time I'm going to go up to McDonald's and witness in that place. You know, there really is. Their doctrine, see, like Jehovah's Witness, Christian Science, the Mormons, those aren't religions. Those are cults. They're not religions. A religion still believes in the Trinity, but see, they're a cult. They deny Christ. One thing, if you ever do get into a Jehovah's Witness, and many of you know this, Jesus said all through the New Testament. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the good shepherd, I am the living water, I am the door, I am the resurrection and life, I am the bread of life, I am the living water, I am. Even John 8:58 says, before Abraham was, I am. They picked up stones to kill him because when he said that, he was actually saying, hey, I'm God. And Exodus 3:14, Moses said to God, what's your name? And God said to Moses in Exodus 3:14, he said, my name is I Am. Tell the people of Israel that I Am has sent you. So when Jesus came, Jackie, he said, here I am, I am. And when he said I am, he was saying, I'm God. The Jehovah's Witness deny that Jesus was God in the flesh. Don't get taken in with these soft-spoken, smiling people that try to take you down. Know your Bible. Amen? There really is a hell. And for some reason, I wanted that man to know that there was a hell. And he was a good, sharp-looking fellow. Looked like a businessman. Sharp guy. It's not just the little infidels that they got. They got some sharp people in their churches. Educated people. It's sad that they believe a lie. I'm going to tell you, there really is a hell. And by the way, do you know when the reality of hell really sets in? Do you know when the reality of hell really sets in? When someone takes their last breath. When someone dies, then reality. When death comes, the reality of heaven and hell is real, real close to your heart then. Deceivers help send people to hell. Hell is real. We need to get serious about warning people about hell. Verse 10 says, receive them not. Too many Christians say, come on in, let me give you a cup of iced tea or something. No, don't do that. Don't even let them in your house. Don't let them in your house. That's the Mormons, any false prophet. Don't let them in. You see that verse 10? If any come unto you, bring them not the doctrine of Christ, receive them not into your house. You say, well, people, preacher, we're from West Virginia. We always have hospitality. God says, no hospitality to those people. They're enemies of the cross. Are you still listening to preacher? And don't bid them Godspeed. Don't say, have a good day. Hope you reach somebody and you didn't reach me. I don't want to reach anybody. We need to get serious about warning people about hell. Verse 10 says, don't let those false deceivers, don't say God bless you. Don't let them in your house. Listen, deceivers may have a nice appearance. They may have a smile and a calming voice like this man did. They might be very well taken care of looking wise. Nice haircut, nice clothes, well-mannered. He looked like a very educated man. He almost looked like he was a banker or some kind of businessman. Watch out for him. Just because they got a suit on, just because they got a nice appearance, don't mean they've got the truth. By the way, John the Baptist, I'm not against bad appearances. But John the Baptist didn't run around with a tuxedo on. You read what John the Baptist came out of the wilderness. Hello? I'm not I'm not saying we should dress like John the Baptist, but I think we ought to have some of his gumption. We better get it when these last days, because in the last days, I'm going to tell you, the doctrines of demons are going to fly. Listen, be aware of these deceivers. God warns the people who appear to be what they are. He says, listen, there's people out there, there's many deceivers, and they don't always appear what they really are. God warns people who appear to be what they are, that what they are not. In other words, he says, watch out. Some of the people you think are really good people, they're angels of light. Look at 2 Corinthians with me. 2 Corinthians 11. This guy could have passed for a Christian today. But I knew he wasn't by the way of his doctrine. And I'm trying to get you to understand, when I don't care what people look like, nice or not nice, what doctrine are they bringing to you? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful, workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. I'm in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. Therefore, it's no great thing, now I'm at verse 15, if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness. Look up here. Everything the Lord has, Satan tries to counterfeit. The Lord's got preachers, Satan's got preachers. The Lord's got a Bible, Satan's got Bibles. Are you with me? Jesus is the Savior. The Antichrist, Satan, he's Antichrist. Christians got a Savior. The world has a Savior. Are you with me? The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You got the devil, Lucifer, and Satan. He's got his own Trinity. What I'm trying to show you is this. Everything, Bobby, that God has, Satan has always tried to counterfeit. He's got counterfeit churches. He's got counterfeit preachers. He's got counterfeit Bibles. Are you still with me? Listen. Then the question comes, preacher, how can a person know who's a deceiver and who's telling the truth so we won't be taken in? John 8:32 says this, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. I'm glad I'm free today. More than American. I've been set free with Christ. Now the message of the gospel of Christ tells you and I if they're false deceivers or not. The true witnesses of Christ will bring the gospel of Christ. What book do I got you in Corinthians? Look at Galatians chapter 1. Look at Galatians chapter 1. I'm trying to provoke you a little bit today. I want to stir you up a little bit. Sometimes I think we get too complacent. Sometimes I think we get too relaxed and, well, it doesn't really matter. It does matter. It does matter what you believe. It does matter what other people believe. It does matter how you stand against things and what you do against things that are right and wrong. It does matter. Look at verse 6 of Galatians 1. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. All your other false churches, Bobby, they're always working. Working, working, working your way. That Jehovah's Witness, they're not worried about salvation. They're worried about working to earn their salvation. I'm not. For by grace are you saved by faith and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The reason you see a lot of these false cults and religions so motivated, they're trying to motivate themselves to try to be good enough to get to heaven. Nobody's good enough to get to heaven. But see, the man has always wanted to like Cain from the beginning of Genesis. They want to try to earn their way to heaven by the works of their hands. But Jesus always said from the beginning, it's the blood of the Lamb. I quoted the blood of the Lamb to that man today. I said, Christ shed his blood for you, so you don't have to go to hell. You better get that blood applied to you. Look at Galatians 1:6. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you. I'm going to tell you, the Jehovah's Witnesses trouble. Mormons are trouble. Charismatic movement is trouble. Christian Science and all the rest of those idiots, they're trouble. Oh, that's the Greek word, idiots, for them. Okay? That means they're false prophets. Which is not another, but that some would trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Well, see, Jackie, he's just a little angel. He's not really the true Savior. No, he really is the true Savior. But though we are an angel from heaven, look what Paul said in verse 8. Preach any other gospel unto you. By the way, right there in the margin of your Bible, write 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, I declare unto you the gospel that says there. And that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried and he rose again according to the Scriptures. And Paul says, that's how we're saved. He said, which we believe, which we're saved by believing. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. That's the gospel of Christ. And that's how we're saved, by believing the gospel. If they don't bring that message, then they're liars. Those other false churches, they don't bring that message. They're bringing a lie. Well, look what Paul says. But though we or an angel, even if I bring it, or an angel, preach from heaven any other gospel to you, that which we have we preached unto you, let it be a curse. In other words, let it be damned. And as he said before, so I say now again, to the number of witness. If any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed. I'm going to tell you right now, God's not happy with that man spreading those lies. And I told David, I said, David, I'm not usually that as rude, although I usually am very strong with those people. I was just bald-faced rude today, Sean. You'd have been proud of me. Because, I've been thinking this week about people dying and going to hell. And when I saw that guy, all I could think was, you're sending a lot of people to hell. And I said, in my heart, I said, this guy is an enemy. Would I want that man to be saved? Yes. Jesus died just as much for him as he did for you and I. But I'm not going to patronize. And I'm not going to patty cake and say, well, thank you for stopping anyways. I appreciate you coming by. We're pretty stupid. Maybe if you meet about five, maybe if you go and witness to 10 people this day, Bobby, and 10 fundamental Baptists would tell me he's going to hell, maybe stop and think about it. No, we're too silent anymore. Now notice, Paul said in verse 11, if any preach, notice what he said. Look, keep reading with me. Verse 10, Galatians 1, do I now persuade men or God? Well, you want to please God, not man. Or do I seek to please men? You better not want to please men. Or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. In other words, Bobby, he said, if I please men, then I'm not serving Christ. Because men don't like, the world don't want to hear what we got to say. We're not on the popular contest. Look at verse 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. I thought about the scripture this morning as I read it. Hey, Jack, our founder of our church is Jesus Christ. Our church started 2,000 years ago with Jesus being the founder. Did you ever notice all the religions? See, we have the God-man as the founder of our church. All the religions, watch, all the religions, they have a lost sinner for a founder. Charles Smith. Are you with me? Joseph Smith, rather. How many with me? The Jehovah Witness, Charles Taz Russell. And by the way, I'm glad we didn't have to wait to the 1800s for the real Savior to come. Are you still with me? Every false church has a man for their founder. If you got, I preached to you last week, Isaiah 2:22, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Don't put your faith in man. Don't put your faith in me because I'm just a man. Put your faith in the Son of God. Are you with me? And so, right away, we know that they're false because where their roots come from. But I wanted to note this. The Mormons and the Jehovah Witness and all the rest of the false deceivers, they follow teachings of men. Brother David has to go to a funeral. That's why he's, they follow the teachers of men. And so I'm glad that we're not following the teachers of man. We're following the teaching of the Son of God. Amen? Now, just because a person is sincere doesn't make them right. I'm sure this guy was sincere as could be today. But you know what? As sincere as he is, he was wrong. Mormons dedicate 2 years. Mormons literally dedicate 2 years to the mission field. They literally dedicate 2 years. Every Mormon, they dedicate 2 years to the mission field. That's real dedication. That's really being sincere. But they're sincerely wrong. Galatians 1:13 says this. Paul says, for you have heard of my conversation in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted. Paul even brought this up, Carl. He said, man, you remember my past? I used to kill Christians. I hated Christians. I put Christians in jail. I thought I was serving God. The Apostle Paul, before he got saved, he had a zeal for God, but without knowledge. Romans chapter 10, verse 2. And then he quotes the Jews. He said, the Jews got a zeal, but without knowledge, according to knowledge. You know, look, people, we need knowledge of God's Word. But there is very little knowledge of God's Word. Even in Christian, the Christian churches don't know their Bible. Preachers don't know their Bible. Sunday school teachers don't know their Bible. Ushers and deacons don't know their Bible. It's amazing. Fundamental Baptists don't know their Bible. And that's why they get caught up in all this stuff. Know your Bible. Notice, listen, there are many so-called Christians today that believe are falsely deceived. There's people going around calling themselves Christians today. I don't believe they're Christians. There's a lot of people going to eat the banner of Christianity. I don't believe they've been born again. They think they're saved, but they're deceived. The Apostle Paul told people, look at 2 Corinthians 13:5. You're in Galatians, right? Just turn back one little book. 2 Corinthians 13:5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Paul said, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. You know, people, when they really get saved, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Now, let me say something to you. We still mess up. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. Sean, we're going to keep making mistakes till Jesus comes. But there will be a change in our heart. You will see a change in what we think. There's a great song, "He's Still Working on Me." But you will see some improvement. You will see some changes. When a person really gets saved, I was telling him, Mike, I was telling that man out there at your store, runs your story, about we talked about alcohol. And I was telling Tom, Tom, it's been over 30 years since I've tasted alcohol. I was an alcoholic, or close to it. Now, because I haven't drank alcohol for 30 years doesn't save me. But it sure saved me a lot of hassle, a lot of heartache. Are you with me? But what happened, Bobby, after I got saved, God gave me grace not to want to drink. I'm not saying that Christians don't drink. Some Christians do. But I think God would, if they get close to God, though, they'll see that God don't want them to drink. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever taketh is deceived thereby, Proverbs chapter 20, 20 and 23. Are you with me? I could quote you all kinds of different things. Pornography and stuff like that. We come out from among them and be ye separate. Now, I know people have to grow in grace. And by the way, I don't want you to start putting, well, look at that person, look at that. No, because we all mess up. I didn't drink any alcohol today, but I ate 3 pieces of pizza. You can see it on me, can't you? So my sin might be gluttony. The other person, so don't point, because what you might not have their sin, but you've got your own sin to worry about. But what I'm saying is, Ruthie, when I got saved, though, God changed my heart. He changed my attitude about some things. And Kyle, my life changed. And it changed for the best. Bobby, I think if you don't see a change in some kind of change in someone's life, I really wonder if they really got saved. First of all, one thing you're going to see, they're going to want to be in church. Because when you're really a child of God, you want to be with God's people. Now, I'm not saying a Christian can't backslide, because they do. I have. And people, every one of us in this church probably backslid sometime in our life. I'm not preaching sinless perfection. I'm just saying when you get saved, he changes you. You become a new creature in Christ. I want to quote you something. In John 15:8, it says this: "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples." Now, we're not to judge people, but I'll tell you one thing. We can be fruit inspectors. God says his children's going to bear fruit. Some will bear more than others. But you mark her down, a real child of God, they'll have some fruit. Might not have a lot of fruit, but they will have some fruit. You mark her down, they'll have some fruit that shows that they're saved. Am I boring you folks? I'm glad that God, Paul said to examine ourselves here. People need to examine themselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Look what he says there. Examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. No, you're not your own self. No, that Jesus Christ is in you? Yeah, I go back. I know exactly when I got saved. I could take you to the spot. I don't know the day. I know the year. The year was 1969. And I know it was right after I got married, shortly after I got married. I think it was around in the month of September or October. I was at 1034 and a half Sherman Street. I just had been married with Rosie. And a few months after we were married, and one night, I realized I was a lost sinner, got down from an old green couch and asked Christ to save me. I remember that. When I examined myself, was there really a time in my life that I saw myself a lost sinner going to hell? Yes. Was there a time that you really knew you needed Christ to save your soul and you reached up and asked Him to save you? Yes. Okay, if you examine yourself, do you have that time in your life? You should have it. If you can't see that time in your life where you asked Christ to save you and you really meant it, then you need to examine yourself, make sure you're not lost. Paul said you might be a reprobate. There's reprobates in the churches. That's why a lot of lost people get mad at the preacher all the time. You used to be preachers. You know why? Because they don't have the thing of, they don't have Christ, the Holy Spirit in them. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of God because they're spiritually discerned. That's why you got a lot of trouble in churches. You got a lot of lost people in them. Hello? I had a tragedy this week. I struggled with it a little bit this week, but God's given me grace. Monday, around noon, my nephew called me and he said, my sister had just died. My sister Leslie. And she was my older sister. She's 3 years older than I was. She lived in Florida, but they were up in Michigan. And I saw her about a year ago, and we went through Florida, me and Dave and Shannon. Took the kids for that spring trip and went and saw her. And it's the last time I saw her. She looked real bad then. Then we got a card. She always sent Tammy a birthday card. And this year, the card came real late. And it came last Friday. And it said, Tammy, I've been in the hospital. My liver's gone, my kidneys, and I have to be on dialysis, and I've been in the hospital. Well, I wanted to go down there, because she just can't leave. We got so many things going on. And we had Joe and Cindy, and they said she wasn't in the hospital, she left. And they lived up, when they're not in Florida, they're up somewhere in some campground. I have no way to reach them. Years ago, when I was a young preacher, we brought in Jack Van Eppy to Toledo. And we rented out a bunch of churches, rented out to Toledo University, the big hall they had there. We had two or 3,000 people come to hear Van Eppy. That's when he was a fundamentalist. Wouldn't do it now. A long time ago, before I was even pastoring. And my sister came forward and asked Christ to save her. And then, of course, later God called me to preach, and she came to some of my services at Lighthouse, and there was a few times, again, she asked Christ to save her. You know, you only get saved once, but when people are not in the Word, they think they lose their salvation. See, we all have a fallen nature. It's called the flesh. It's the carnal mind. It's a Mr. Sin, enmity against God, and you're going to have it to the day you die. It's the old man, the Bible says, calls it the old man. Some of you wives call your husband the old man. The Bible says the old man's that fallen nature. We were born with it. We inherited it from Daddy Adam. We'll have it to the day we die. But she made a profession of faith a few times. And, of course, I've been gone for 16. This August I'll be here 16 years. I've been gone 16 years and very seldom see him, believe it. Other than a few times, I very seldom see my family. And I kind of got a little guilt feeling, Bobby, for a while, that I felt bad that I maybe might have let my family down. And then my brother called me, Jerry, from, he lives up in Monroe, Michigan. And he said he talked to my sister. You see, Bobby, I really cried Monday. Oh, I wish my sister was still alive, but it was more than that. I'm not sure she's in heaven. And just the thought of my sister being in hell really bothered me bad. And my brother talked. They didn't call me when she was in the hospital, Mac. But my brother, of course, he lives close to Toledo, and he went and saw her. He was with her last Friday. And he said, Rich, I talked to Leslie, and I talked to her about Jesus. He said, I know. He said, I know I'm not living for God, but he said, I know he's my Savior. And he said, Rich, I want you to know, Leslie had told me she knew Christ as her Savior. And he said, I really believe she's with Mom right now. That really encouraged me. And I said, I'm sorry I'm not there for you and the family. He said, you don't realize. We're so proud of you and Rosie serving God. He said, we know you're busy doing God's work. And he said, did you ever think about this, Rich? If you wouldn't have got saved, me and Leslie and Patty and Mom and all the family has been saved, none of us ever got saved because you led us all to Christ. And so, we need to know people are saved before they die. Because when death comes, reality sets in. Amen? False deceivers will try to poison your mind with their false doctrine and teaching. They will give you some truth so you can swallow their lie. That's why we must know the Bible. So when they don't bring truth, we know what's truth and what's not truth. I'm going to close this thought. And I'm going to give you a verse. I'm going to close. Don't entertain them. Don't entertain their... I don't read their literature. I don't want Satan to put those things in my mind. That's why you shouldn't watch evil stuff. Because if you watch evil programs, that stuff will stay in your mind. Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's why we're to put good things in our mind, good things in our heart. Don't entertain false teachers. Don't read their false literature. Don't listen to their false claims. Don't invite them into your home and don't bid them Godspeed. Because God said, if you do that, you're a partaker of their evil deeds. One last scripture. Turn to the book of Acts. I'm all done. Acts 17. Look at verse 10 and 11. Here's what we need to be, Brother Bobby. Right here. We need to be like the people of Berea. Carl, this is what I want Bethel Baptist Church to be. Acts 17, 10 and 11. Notice what it says in Acts 17:10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea. We have a Berea right up here above us by Cleveland there. Every time I see it, they got a big water tower. We come from Toledo, I see it, Berea. I think of the scripture every time I see that big water tower over there. You can see it off the turnpike. Immediately, they sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. In other words, okay, let me see what you're telling me. I want to see if it's in there. We need some Christians from Missouri, the show me state. Don't believe the lies out there. Just get in God's word and learn God's word and let God be true and every man a liar. Romans 3:4. Amen? And so these Bereans, they studied the scriptures. So when people came to them, Bobby, they said, yeah, I agree with that, but I don't see it in there. Then let that one go. Watch out. Watch out. There's a lot of false prophets out there. There's a lot of false deceivers. Don't entertain them. Be careful. Know your scriptures. They come as like that man today, almost like an angel of light. Be aware. Know the Bible. Know your Savior. Don't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Know what you believe and why you believe it. And have a scripture say, this is why I know this is right. And this is why I know you're wrong. Amen? They'll be out in force. I just put a 5,000 order with Sean, door knockers. And once I get them, I'm going to be trying to get everybody to come out with me on Thursdays and Saturdays. Jehovah's Witness ain't going to let them come to my house. I'm not going to be there. We're going to be out knocking on the doors. By the way, we're the ones that should be knocking on the doors. We've got the truth. Isn't it amazing? The people with the truth, we hold it. And the liars, they're going out with the power of Satan to consume the world. I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you? There is a heaven. There is a hell. And when death comes, the reality of eternity, heaven or hell, really, really comes about. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we had in the Word of God. I pray, dear God, you'll bless my people. There's so many false deceivers out there. I want to protect my people. I don't want to be taken in and tossed to and fro. I don't want to be, Lord, I see them getting taken up in these false movements and false so-called churches, and breaks my heart. I see their lives being destroyed. Thank you for the wonderful Bible you gave us. Help us to search the scriptures daily, that we would know what's true and what's not true. I wonder, before we go home tonight, first of all, how many could say, preacher, I've examined my life. I know for sure I'm saved. Could you raise that hand? I'm positive I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Thank you. You may put them down. Would there be any tonight say, pastor, I'm not sure if I'm saved, and I don't want to die and go to hell. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that tonight? Pray for me. Preacher, I'm not sure if I die, I'd go to hell. Go to heaven. Pray for me. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Anyone else? I'm not sure. You'd be surprised how many people in fundamental churches, they just all of a sudden, Rosie went to churches for years. And she finally got saved after we got married. There are so many people in churches that they got religion, but they don't got Christ. How many say, preacher, I need to start studying my Bible more. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray that no one will leave here tonight without being saved, if they're not saved. And Lord, I pray with all my heart Christians would determine in their heart tonight that they're going to read their Bible more. Lord, that start from this preacher on down, we'll be determined that we're going to study more, learn more of you. So when false teachers come and false deceivers, we won't be taken in by the cunning and sleight of men. Have your will and way in our lives, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing one verse. Rosie is going to play. If you'd like to be saved, you come right now. You just come right now. Just come. Just come.